I want to start with a story. The story just came to me while I was meditating, just getting ready, just to share something briefly with us. I remembered somebody, well, blessed my wife and I with what's known as a voucher. You know, these vouchers you take to a restaurant to go and eat and all that. You know, really, really grateful for that because, in all sincerity, my family and I are not used to going to restaurants to eat. So once in a while when that happens, you know, we appreciate it. So God bless those who gave us the vouchers. Amen. I think I still have one or two vouchers. But I'm not taking you. I'm taking just my wife. So we went to this restaurant. And of course, I'd never been there before, and please don't mind me. What you don't know, you don't know. I don't pretend. Please tell somebody what you don't know, you don't know. So stop pretending. Okay. So we got there, we sat down, they brought the menu, and you know, we looked at the menu, everything was strange. Everything was just strange, you know. It just reminds you also of the first time we went to a restaurant. It was a Greek restaurant, and you know, we just saw some things. We said, give us this. And they brought it, and my goodness gracious Lord. I said, what is this? Leaves wrapped? Oh God, forget that one. But this particular restaurant, we went there. So we looked at whatever it was, and we ordered. And you know, we were so happy because the voucher looked like something that could accommodate the whole family. So we decided to take our boys along. And, you know, when you have 2 6-foot-tall boys, you can imagine the distance it takes for food to travel from their mouth to the belly. So that should tell you the capacity. And these boys can eat, I tell you, especially one of them. So we took them along. And then we saw the menu, and then we ordered. So we saw one thing that said platter or something like that, platter, you know, so okay, oh, platter, okay, so good. So this is what it is. So we thought that the platter was going to be individual to everyone. So they brought the platter. So is this just the platter? No, we're four. We thought we ordered for four. So okay, no problem. They brought four. Boy. Anyway, you know what happened when they brought the bill. The voucher could not cover the bill when they brought the bill. So we had to, you know, go into our account with the card and pay the difference. What made the difference? The platter. Please tell somebody next time you go to a restaurant you don't know, don't order for platter. Or be content with one platter. Why are we talking about food? Is it because we've been fasting? Well, maybe, but more so because God has been speaking to us from a theme which we received. The theme is titled, "The Lord Has Set a Table Before You." And to God be the glory. Since this, the beginning of February, we learned 2 weeks ago what we titled, "Come to the Lord's Table." Come to the Lord's table. That's like an invitation. God is saying, come. And it's an invite, like we saw from the book of Luke. The king who invited guests for his wedding party. And the guests gave excuses. And then he told them, go out. Go and bring everybody, good, small, anyone you see on the street. Because the people I invited didn't show up. Then I will invite everybody, both good and bad. So that's one thing we learned. Whether you're good, whether you're bad, God Almighty, who is the king, because it's a parable likened to the kingdom of God, God Almighty is inviting you to his table. So it's not what you have done or what you have not done that qualifies you for the Lord's table. Just come. Come to the Lord's table. So we saw that 2 weeks ago. And we were able to look at some definitions, what this table is. Basically, the table of the Lord is just like God's altar. it's a table. When you look at that word table, especially also in Psalm 23 verse 5, where the Bible says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. It is also can be likened to a throne, God's throne, a table, God's altar. And on that altar, God prepares so many things such that there is nothing you need that you won't find on the Lord's table. So we looked at what the table was. Where is this table? Psalm 23 verse 5 told us. It says he prepares a table. Where? In the presence of my enemies. So learn one thing. Don't always kill your enemies. Because you kill them, you might not be able to locate the table. You call for fire to burn all your enemies. The fire might consume the table also that is set before them. Why does God do this? I tell you, it is when it is the darkest, that's when you can see the power of light. Don't run away from giants. Don't run away from trouble. In fact, the Bible tells us through the psalmist that God is a very present help in the time of trouble. So if you're in trouble right now, just know that God's very presence can actually manifest even while you're in trouble. That's one of the mysteries of God. We looked at how to get to the table. We looked at who actually prepared the table. That was where we stopped the last time, 2 weeks ago. And we were able to see that even those, the king that prepares, that orders that the table be prepared, but the people who prepare, who actually do the work, are the king's servants. A king will tell you, I've prepared a meal for you. Doesn't mean the king himself went inside the kitchen, cut the onions, sliced the cucumbers, and, literally came and set the table. A king will always use his obedient servants. And who are these obedient servants? We saw that it is us, the church of the living God. There is no need that you have. I tell you, God has put and set something in order, a mystery, powerful, that if we can tap into and key into, we will never lack anything. A church that is a church indeed, I tell you, if you're part of that church, you will not lack anything. Why? Because God has set everyone in that church, in his church, to be able to meet the needs of one another. It is such a wonderful mystery. And we saw that manifest in the book of Acts, chapter 4, the apostolic church, the early church. The Bible tells us nobody lacked. Why? Because people, what they had, they brought to the table. They brought to the apostles' feet. They brought. And distribution was made for everyone, and nobody lacked anything because they saw that what everybody had belonged to everybody. That is the power of the church. The Bible says in the book of Colossians through Paul that God makes his mystery known, his manifold wisdom. He reveals it through his church. The church is God's expression. When you look at even the definition, how Jesus clearly tells us about the church. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. His church, for which Christ is the head, and we, believers, disciples, we are the body. When you look at that on a parallel with the natural human body, scientists and medical doctors will bear witness that the human body is designed in a way that it heals itself. Is that correct, Dr. Shaw? Because I'm going into a domain now where I'm not licensed. But he's a medical doctor. The human body is naturally designed that if anything goes wrong, it can heal itself. Just look at the parallel with the body of Christ, which is the church, which we are. And one of the things God is doing in this season, God is taking us back and rebuilding his church. that we indeed are his church. So who prepares the table where there is no lack? It is the servants. It is the church. What you have, you bring to the table. What I have, I bring to the table. I come to the table to receive. I come to the table to also give. Anyway, but we won't go more into that. And powerfully last week, through Apostle Josephine, AJ, that's her new name now, she spoke about showing up to the Lord's table. It's one thing for God to do the invitation. It's another thing for you to respond and show up. And literally last week, the word came and encouraged us, do not have any fear. You just show up. Come! Because the table is prepared, but no one is going to force you to go to the table. No one is going to force you. There's this saying I grew up with, that you can force, even if you force a donkey to the river, you cannot force the donkey to drink from the river. But in God's case, you are not a donkey. You've got to be willing. You've got to respond. You've got to come. And when you come, show up at the table. And when you show up at the table, what we want to look at today is that, please don't forget this, there are table manners at the table. Now, some of the things prayerfully we've been looking at, I just want to quickly go through a few of them. Some things that people said they can bring to the table amongst us here, so that we can see how rich and how powerful that we all are. Somebody said, I can bring to the table, remember I told us to write the things we have, the things we can bring, and the things we need. And I'm telling you, whatever need you have, God will meet it through his church. We've seen that over and over, especially when we function, when we tap into this reality and this truth. So somebody said, for example, said I can bring food. And the person was specific, I can bring bread, soup, stew, vegetables, and many more. So I can bring also a lot of respect to the Lord's table. And this person also said, I can bring prayers. So in other words, I can pray for people. We all need prayers. Somebody said, I can bring my voice. I can bring encouraging words. I can actually help people and coach them on how to sing. I think some of us need that coaching. Said, I can teach people how to play instruments. Because at times we think it's just things that are spiritual. Everything is spiritual. Everything. It's not when we speak in tongues that we are spiritual. We're actually spiritual beings. And we function that way. So anything you do is spiritual. This person said, I can teach people how to I can make people's hair and teach people how to make clothes. And someone said also, I can teach people how to do accounts. If you don't know how to balance your books, somebody here said they can help you. Somebody said, I can help. I can teach maths. I can give financial help. I can also give my influence to connect people. And this person also said, I can design, can do calligraphy, I can do poster design. So you want to design posters, somebody right here can help you. Somebody say, I love to cook. I love to teach children. So if you need to know how to cook, please do. I remember many years ago, a young man never left home, came to university here, joined the church, and couldn't cook. So he was giving all his money to Chinese restaurants, giving all his money to all the eateries out there and all the subways and halfways and allways and Kingsway. And then so he suddenly realized he was getting broke. And somebody said, I can teach you how to cook. He was taught how to cook. He saved a lot of money. It was a blessing. Somebody says, I can paint. I can be a good friend. I can design graphics. So we have many graphic designs. Bring it to the table. What is it you have? Somebody say, I can give money. How many of us need money here? Apart from me. So whoever this is, please bring the money. Medical advice. Oh, come on. We need medical advice. I will never forget the day Dr. Patrick saved my life. You know, he gave me some medical advice. I don't know what happened. I hurt my, I think it was my joint. I don't know what that joint is called, you know, around my ankle. And, you know, I called the pastor, said, my ankle has swollen. The pastor said, oh, pastor, it is well with you. He didn't heal my ankle. Then he said, okay, you know what, just go and put that ankle inside hot water. So I went and dipped my ankle inside hot water. And the swelling aggravated. I said, yay! Then I remembered Dr. Patrick was in this church. So I rang Dr. Patrick. He said, what did I? I said, I put it in hot water. I said, oh, no! So he gave me medical advice. And my heel, was it my ankle, just went down. Medical advice, just simple medical advice. I went to, excuse me, if you need prayers, go and meet a pastor. If you need medical advice, don't come to a pastor. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Okay? Somebody's saying, but prayer can heal. Listen, let me tell you. Prayer can heal if you have faith. All right? But also, doctors can heal you. They are trained too. They know what to tell you. Ordinary, simple advice. Don't put it in hot water. Pastor told me after praying for me to put it in hot water. Can you see the mix-up? Okay? Somebody said, I can assist with free health checks. These are things people can bring to the table. Free health check. Check your BP. Check your, what else do you check? Blood pressure. Check your, please help me now. I'm going to another domain. Your what? Your sugar level. Check your hormone level, you know. Somebody said, I can teach engineering. College level. Please, all these things, bring them to the table. Don't hold back. Bring them. Somebody needs it. Don't come to church. Be the church. Stop coming to sit down, hear a message, and go out. There's something in you. There's something you have. That is how a church is healthy. When every joint, every part is supplying. Don't say, I can't sing. Who told you that that's all we do? I can't preach. Who told you that that's all we do? Excuse me, I preach here, I preach outside there, but I've got a profession. I teach in a college, and I teach from principles I learned from the Bible. I give advice, I give counsel, even in my college, because I'm trained too. That's not all I do. Somebody said I can play football. Yeah, God help you play football, bring your skills. We have a football academy. We have a fellowship. Somebody said, I have listening ears. I love to listen and encourage people. Somebody said, I have snacks. Wow, I like that one. Okay? And then financial organization and on. You know, awesome things that people said they can bring to the table. Somebody wrote here, house painting. I can teach. I can do general house maintenance and house repairs. Look at that. Before you go and get a rogue trader outside, there's somebody here who can help you. But excuse me, please, don't let's take each other for granted. Somebody offers that they can do general maintenance for you. Please pay them. No, you didn't like that now. Please pay them. They might give you a discount because you are part of the house. But pay, right? Even if it's a token, just pay. Sarah is saying yes. Sarah, I'll tell you a story now. I remember Sarah's story. Sarah, when she was an undergraduate, when she was still in uni, she loved cooking. So she found out that a lot of people come to her house. She had lots of friends because she can cook. But they were all coming to her house to eat free food. Why are you all quiet now? You want to hear the rest of the story? Go and see Sarah. She will cook for you, but pay her. Yeah, I like that, amen. So she found out that, you know what, I can help people. People are eating my food and I'm getting broke and they are getting fatter. So if you want to eat my food, pay me. So she started a little food ministry. And people will order, she will cook and deliver. And people were getting fat and she too was getting, you know, not too skinny. You know, somebody said they have 50 pounds. Bring it to the table. To be helpful to somebody. Yeah, I have skills that I can teach people, graphic design, fashion design. So many things. Okay, now let's imagine this is the Lord's table. And all of us have been obedient to bring to the Lord's table, to help in preparing that table. And as Josephine spoke prophetically last week, show up at the table. So the table has been prepared because all the obedient servants who can teach to sing, who can teach to cook, who can help with general maintenance, who can help with painting, who can help to encourage, who can do financial organization, who can help, who can listen, who can give advice, who can do calligraphy, poster design. The table has been prepared. Show up. So you have come to show up at the table. Excuse me. There's something called table manners. When you come and you are invited to a meal, or you even go to a restaurant to eat, or you even go to somebody's house for free food, or you go to a wedding party, or a housewarming party, or somebody's birthday party, there are still some table manners expected of you. You don't go to somebody's party, for example, and walk straight to their kitchen and pack everything you want from there, even though they invited you. I'm not sure they will be happy. We have to learn. Paul said something in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. He was admonishing his son, his protege in the faith, Timothy. He said that, please, can you bring it up? 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. He was telling him, these things are right to you. And I hope to come to you soon. And I'm writing these things to you so that if I don't come on time, if I tarry long, as the King James Version puts it, 1 Timothy 3, 14, 15, it says that so that you may know how you ought to behave in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth. He admonished that there is a way to behave, to conduct yourself in the house of God. If you go also, Paul was writing to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians, I believe chapter 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I think it's from verse 18. He was talking about the Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 18. Hear what Paul was talking about here from verse 18. He says there, okay, let's read from verse 17. It says, but in the following instructions, I do not commend you because when you come together, it is not for the better, but for the worse. It says, for instance, in the first place, when you come together as a church, he was teaching here about the Lord's table, what we call the communion. This is what was going on in that church when they come to take communion. He says that I hear that there are divisions among you, and I believe it in part because there must also, let's go to verse 19, and in part I believe it, verse 19, for there must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you. Verse 20, he now said in verse 20, yeah, let's go quickly. Okay, I read from here. Are you in verse 20? Therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. Verse 21, for in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others, and one is hungry and the other is drunk. Look at that. They were doing Holy Communion, and people are coming to eat and get drunk. In other words, he was telling them and admonishing, this is not right. There is order in the house of God. There is order when we are eating. Table manners at the Lord's table. And there's some things I just put together here, not in any particular order, but just understand that even when you come to the table and you bring to the table and you've come to receive from the table, there's a way God expects you to behave. In Matthew chapter 22, because of our time, we read the story there that we started with of a king likened to the kingdom of God who invited guests to come for his wedding party. And they came, and one of them, when he, at a point in time, he was going around to see the guests who came for the party. Remember, he invited both the good and the bad. But all of a sudden, as he was going around, he now noticed in verse 12. But let's read from verse 11. Matthew 22, verse 11. It says, but when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. Verse 12. So he said to him, friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Verse 13, you know what he did? He just asked them, throw him out of this party. Why? The guy came in disorderly. What was his problem? Number one, when you're coming to the Lord's table, number one, table manners. Even though you've been asked to come as you are, come without pretense, but you have to come with the right garment. Now, that word garment there, figuratively, means that what it's more of the attitude. When you come, don't come with pretense. Don't come with the attitude described by Paul when he was writing to the Corinthians. You come to the table with strife. You come to the Lord's table with envy. Literally, you've come to the table to fight. No. God is not the author of confusion. God will never ask you to come and dine and then fight. It just brings me to the story I hear almost every year. On Christmas Day, families have Christmas meal. And I've interviewed and heard lots of people experiencing. Do you know what they say? They said they hate Christmas meals now. Because when family comes together and they're eating and they're exchanging gifts, they always end up sad and sorrowful because somebody's unhappy with the gift they were given and they end up fighting. So Christmas meal has turned to Christmas war. Well, part of it is not far-fetched because you are celebrating the birthday of Jesus that you don't know. And then you are celebrating the birthday of Jesus, and Jesus himself is not invited to the party. So how can you be celebrating my birthday in my name, but you didn't invite me, and I'm not in the party? You must fight. Yeah, until you call me to come and settle the fight. But that's just an aside. There are table manners. Come, the clothing there, figurative, that's been suggested that come with a lamb's clothing. Come like a sheep. Come humble, humbly dressed as a sheep, not as a goat. You know, if you invite a goat to a meal, the goat will eat even what is not meant to eat. But a sheep will do as it is told. So that's number one, table manners. Come with the right attitude. Come dressed as a sheep. And don't come on your own terms, because that's the thing also that happens with goats. Don't come on your own condition. When the king was inviting these people to his wedding party, all of them that were originally invited were given terms and conditions, their own terms and conditions. Oh, I just bought a land. Let me just quickly go and settle that land. I just bought a field. I just bought some sheep and oxen. I just acquired property. I just married. That was given the king. They were going to come on their own terms. Remember, it's an open invite. You didn't merit it. You're not invited because of what you've done or what you didn't do. You're invited because of the King's, God's benevolence. So don't come on your own terms. And when you come, please come ready to receive. I want to do a little analogy. Please, can you carry this bag? Okay. And carry, let's borrow Sarah's bag. Sarah, please. I know it looks odd on him, but it's okay. Let's just borrow his bag. And please, let's, did you ever live in a village before? You can try. You know, if you've seen villagers before, man, those people are skillful, man. They will carry something and balance it, carry this, and they are going like that. Thing is balanced, it won't drop. Okay? This is symbolic of you and I. Invitation. Come to the table. Yeah? Come as you are. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. Come, and I will give you rest. So he's come. Jesus is now saying, now you've come to the table. Everything you need is on this table. But you need to receive. Now, how can he receive when he's still carrying all the load? For him to receive, what should he do? Drop what you have. You've come with what you have, though it's a lot of garbage and baggage. Drop it. No, so I'm not dropping it for you. Drop it at the table so that you can receive at the table. This is symbolic. Come with what you have and be ready to give so that you can receive. But if he comes with everything and is still holding on to the bag and what is balancing, though he's at the table, he showed up, he ain't going to receive nothing. It's the picture. So he has dropped his heavy laden. He's dropped his baggage. Now, what is it you need, my son? The servants have prepared it. Just look at the table. And when, don't mind you, he's not the only one who came. He came. She came. Yeah, she came. She came. Come. Come. Don't come empty. Come with everything you have. She's a medical doctor. You come with your stethoscope. You know, come. Accounting background. Is it accounting? Business administration. What did you? I'm trying to remember what you studied. Business admin. She comes with her business admin. Yeah. Environmental, whatever, sustainability, PhD. You come with it. You carry everything. They all come. It's not him, only him. Everybody, good and bad. Please come to the table. Come. Come. Don't come empty. Carry your bag. Carry your everything. Come. 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 The Lord says, come. They are table manners. Now they've all come with all their... Imagine, thank you, she dropped her own first. The rest are still holding on to it. It's okay. See, yeah. You are dropping it by faith. Okay. We drop, we give what we have so that we can receive what we need. He's dropped his heavy comb. Are you getting me? Because whatever you think you have can never be enough. But if you are not ready to give, then you're not ready to receive. That is the principle on the table. Table manners. Now they've all come. They've all dropped what they have. And can you see that the table is more populated now? Now, he came. But there must be order. Let me tell us something about God. If God appears in a place, it's to bring order to where there is confusion. If there's a place where there's united unity, but they are united for something evil, then God will scatter them. Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 1, the earth was without form, void, darkness was upon the face of the deep. And then God came in. The Spirit of God came in, and the Word of God came, and the earth started receiving order. Order, sea, dry land, sky, firmament, leaves, trees, fish in the sea, plantation, animal life, then human life. Now, when God was going to create the man, do you know God had put everything on the earth? But what did he tell the man? To till. Listen, to till the ground, to maintain the earth, and keep that earth orderly. God is not the author of confusion. If your heart is scattered, if you are confused, if your life is disorderly, come to the Lord's table. Now everybody has come. And everybody has dropped what they have. Because you are still holding on to your shawl. Is it a shawl or whatever it is? You can drop it. But the more you drop, the more you are empty, the more your capacity to receive, the more you empty yourself, the more you are enlarging your capacity to receive. It's a divine principle at the Lord's table. Now the table is more populated. So everybody now come around the table. Now what Paul was saying is, okay, you've all come to the table. Excuse me, don't now start. Hey, I dropped, what did you drop? Okay, you brought these bags. And then suddenly he comes, he just grabs the bag and runs. And then somebody found out that, oh, somebody dropped a mobile. I've been praying for this kind of mobile phone. Grabs it and runs. No, there is order. They all come. Right, what is on this table? What do you need? What do you need? What do you need? Let me tell you something. God answers our prayers this way. He gives us what we can handle. Even though there is a need in your life, if God sees that you can't handle it at this time, you won't get it unless you steal it. So look at your life. You have needs. If you've obeyed this principle, there's no more strife in your life. There's no more envy. There's no more fighting. You've come the way you are. You've emptied yourself. Then God is about to do something. Then you're ready to receive. But you first give. Give what you have. She can cook. She gives food. By the time everybody here looks at their lives and they are sincere, they look at the table and everybody will take what they need, not what they want. If you are always asking for what you want and looking for what you want, you will want and always be in want. Philippians 4:19. I like it. I call it 4:19. Some people will understand. But my God shall supply all my need according to his riches. God is so rich. He can give you anything, but it's only what you need. Jesus taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. You say, pray, give us this day bread that we need from everlasting to everlasting. That's why when he was feeding the children of Israel in the wilderness, he was only giving them manna day by day. And he warned them, don't store it up. Take what, as many as each family needs. That's what you should gather. Those who are disobedient, they gathered much. The following day, it was stinking. Some of us are stinking because we've gathered too much. Do you know when you eat too much? Doctor, I'm entering your domain again. You get bloated or eat some things. You suffer from, is it constipation? You start having heartburn. You start having, is it constipation it's called? Please, let's go to his domain. Come to the table. You must come with your stethoscope. All right, you've come to the table. Now, somebody here has eaten too much. He has dropped his. So, what happens when you eat too much?
So when you eat too much.
Advice for people.
Okay. So my advice is don't eat too much. Because when you eat too much, you feel bloated. You can sometimes regurgitate the food. You can have some pains in your stomach. So do not eat too much.
Please tell them that when you eat too much also, food can turn into poison. True or false? Food that is meant to benefit you. So that should... I'm entering your domain now. No, finish. They're on the table. They're about to start eating.
So, Pastor said, if you eat too much, the food will become poisonous.
Okay. Pastor did not say. You are saying. What are you saying?
Okay. What I'm saying is that, okay, we should not eat too much so that the food won't become poisonous.
So that's the way to put it. Yes, sir. So that the food does not become. Do you see now why you need a doctor? When you are sick, not a pastor. I can pray, but after I lay hands on you, let him lay hands on you too. That's why I love Dr. Patrick. We do a tag team. One day, it's one of my favorite stories. One guy was dying many years ago. He attempted suicide. He came for a prayer meeting. And I just saw him dying. I laid hands on him, prayed. He now confessed to me. He took overdose, doctor. Because he wants to kill himself. He's tired of this life. He's depressed. He's this, he's that. I prayed for him. As I was praying for him, the Spirit of God whispered into my ears, call Dr. Patrick. So I prayed. At least my prayer kept him still breathing. So I called Dr. Patrick. I said, Dr. Patrick, please. This is what happened. He took overdose of paracetamol and some other things. I don't know what he took. But he had confessed to me because he wants to die. So I just said, Dr. Patty, please. So I gave him the phone. He was on the floor dying. He put the phone in his ears. I don't know what Dr. Patrick told him. The guy raised, he resurrected. We ran into the kitchen. I don't know what he said. We should give him blah, blah, blah. We gave him. The guy is still alive today. When we come to the table. So, table manners. Paul said, you just come to get drunk. You come to eat, and you are eating before one another. Excuse me, let's be considerate. What do you need? What do you need? What do you need? It's on the table. Let us distribute according as everyone has need. Table manners at the Lord's table. But if they all come here and say, oh, yeah, I got here first, and I got here second, you don't even know what's inside the bag. He dropped the bag. That looks bulky. He just grabs the bag and goes. He didn't know he grabbed the lady's bag with makeup and what he shouldn't see. Are you getting me? But he grabbed it because he was greedy at the Lord's table. The Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we would take nothing. You are just acquiring. What are you going to do with everything you acquire? That's why the Bible says that the ungodly, who have no covenant with God, who don't have this understanding, they are laying up riches for the righteous. For those who know what to do, what is right. God will give you what you need when you can handle it. He supplies your need according to his riches and glory. It's called table manners. So everybody, please take what you need at the table. One of them is £50 here. Let me take that one first. I didn't wait for you, right? Okay, because I saw it first. Just joking. So the whole idea. So let's say you've seen what you need. Please take and go. Let's see how they will do it orderly. Orderly. One after the other. Look inside. Yeah. Hurry up. Are you sewing this Bible and the phone? Okay. I like Andrew. You know the table that day we set the table. I like what Andrew did. Andrew came, he watched everybody. Everybody picked what they want. Andrew saw a football and he picked it. He needed that football. When he picked it, I was touched. Glory be to God. I hope he's enjoying the football. Yeah. Because when he signs for Premiership, please tell him to remember me. I put the ball there. I was the one who put the ball there. Okay. All right. So just imagine. So you take what you want, you go. Please take what you want. You've taken it, you can go. Take what you want and go. Take what you want and go. Huh? Sorry, thank you for correcting me. Take what you need and go. Please come and join them for correcting me. Hurry up. Don't come empty. Don't come empty. All right? Bring everything. You give. Huh? You give so that you can receive. Somebody's telling you, see? They say carry the bag. See, that's how people give wrong counsel. Thank you. He says he's not listening to you. They take what they need. Oh, glory be to God. This is awesome. He picked something from the table. He said, please, can this person, he would like to talk to this person because he actually needs what he saw. What did you pick?
General house maintenance. E.g., house painting, house repairs. I need his face.
So whoever wrote that, please see him. Can you see the way God has designed the church? That is a church that is functioning. Table manners. There's so much to say, but at this juncture, let us bow our heads. Table manners. At the Lord's table. This is not the time right now to start asking for what you need. If you are smart and you keyed into this message, start telling God what you have that you can give. That opens up your capacity to receive. Table manners. At the Lord's table. Don't come to the Lord's table just with the mindset always to receive. Yes, you have a need in your life, but there's something you have that somebody else needs. When you give, then you receive. Simply demonstrated. Holy Spirit, thank you for stirring up our hearts. We have come to receive. We have come to receive. And Lord, we give you what we have. You might be here, and what you need to give right now is your whole life to Jesus. This message just makes it simple. You've given your life, but you are still holding back. Ananias and Sapphira, their problem was not that they did not give. They gave, but they held back part of what they wanted to give. There's nothing wrong with that, but they lied. They held back. It's still in your hands. You can give it, you can hold it. But don't come deceitfully. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 tells us when we come to the Lord's house, part of table manners, be ready more to listen than to talk. Be ready. Table manners. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. Just give us 1 or 2 minutes to pray. Please pray. We meditate. And if you are here, you are here. And clearly you can see you've not given your whole life to Jesus. There are still some areas of your life. Listen, He wants to be Lord of all, not Lord of some. Make Him the Lord of all your life today. God invites us to the table. The aim ultimately is not for us to eat and dine. It's to teach us table manners. It's called character. God is more interested in who you are becoming, who you are, than what you have. The whole essence of asking you to come to the table is to shape your character, is to change who you are. Areas of your life you can identify. I've not fully surrendered this to the Lord. Surrender today. But if you've never made this decision and you really want to, you have a little understanding now, you want to give your heart and your all to Jesus, I will encourage you. In the simplicity of this message you've heard today, please, where are the ushers? I need a decision card. If that is you, you recognize you want to give your all to Him today, just raise up your hand. The ushers will locate you and they will give you this decision card. If you are raising up your hand, please do so now. You recognize I want to give my whole life to the Lord. But if there are areas of your life, you've given your life, you know, but you can see where things are still terrible, surrender that area to the Lord today. But before you surrender, you can see you are still holding back. You come for services like this, and all you do, you don't really participate. You don't give what you have. Then your capacity to receive is being blocked and limited and hindered. But you realize now, from this simple message of the cross you've heard, I need to contribute more. I need to surrender this. There is more that God wants to give you, but you've got to be the right person with the right heart and ready to give so that you can receive. This is not a covetous message to ask you to surrender anything. It's between you and God. But take heed to this simple message. You want to give your life to Christ? You want to give Jesus? You want to literally receive Jesus? You've got to empty yourself. If that is you, raise up your hand. The ushers are going around. They will give you a decision card. And Lord, the rest of us, as we pray to you today, help us. Speak your word to our hearts. Expand this word more. Expand this word more. And please, can the people in the overflow room hear me? Can they hear? Are they part of this? Can they hear? Are they part of this? Please put your hand on your heart, everybody. Put your hand on your heart. And just say, Lord, touch my heart. Change my heart. I just empty everything in my heart to you. Fill me anew. Fill me anew. Fill me anew. Expand this word to me. Show me more. And I receive from you today everything. You want me to surrender. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Father, you watch over your word to confirm, to perform. Lord, confirm this word to every one of us with signs following. And Lord, from today, as we unburden ourselves, as we give ourselves to you, and in exchange for your yoke, in exchange for your burden, Lord, from today, let every burden we were carrying before we got in here today, let them become light. Let every yoke that has been so heavy, yoke that has been so difficult, things that have defied solution, let them be broken and destroyed today from the necks of your people in the name of Jesus. Lord, it is your desire that when we are willing and we are obedient, that is when we will eat the good of the land. Let none of us be unwilling. You can't force us, but Lord, soften our hearts. It is God that is at work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Help us. Let it be easy for every one of us to obey you, because your commandments are not grievous. Father, thank you. As we release everything we are and everything we have to you, let it be used for your glory. Please pray for yourself. Lord, use me for your glory. Just pray.